Good morning, everyone. This is Dennis on here again, sharing with you. Yesterday we talked about, I left you with the verse in John chapter 12, verse 24. It says, "Verily I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone, but if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit." So I would like to continue there in verse 24 of John chapter 12. So it has been we have many blessings to count, especially the weather nowadays for February, so, and many more blessings we can count. Lots to be thankful for if we think of people in Haiti or other countries. And so let's be grateful and let's not be grumbling and complaining and if things just don't go our way. So let's be encouraged. We as Americans do not have a reason to be discouraged. The message we heard at church on Sunday, maybe if we were being persecuted in other countries somewhere and had to flee the country and we're now living in a small tent, maybe there would be a reason, a small gap that we could be a little bit discouraged. But us as Americans, we have no reason. There is no place for us to be discouraged. And that's an amen. I mean, if we look around, we have many blessings. And we have the ability, we have the power of God to understand Scripture. So, and I don't feel like I understand all the Scriptures. So, as we go through life, we need to pray for each other and pray for growth and pray for understanding. But may we love the truth and love the Lord and follow it with all our heart. So, let's just start here in... Let's pray first. Father in heaven, we come before you again. We ask you to bless the message and bless our hearts too, that we can meditate on it and we can know your truth and know as we can understand the truth. We may come together and fellowship and worship you someday, and we may all head towards the promised land, the heavenly promised land. And just as the Egyptians came out of Egypt, some came out and some died in the wilderness and some just wandered around the wilderness, but then some made it into the promised land. Lord, we pray that we have a heart to serve you, and we are the ones that we want to be heading towards the promised land. We don't want to die in the wilderness or just wander around the wilderness. So Lord, just lead and guide us through this week, and especially now in the message that we're getting ready to meditate on. So Lord, we just bless this time now. In Jesus' name we pray. Okay, in John chapter 12, verse 25, he that loveth his life, remember what we shared there in verse 24 yesterday, verily I say unto you, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. And I share it with you that if we don't die to self, we're dead spiritually. But if we die, we're alive unto God. Then we can bring forth much fruit unto God and its holiness. So verse 25, he that loveth his life shall lose it. Can we grasp that? If we love our life, if we love our life here on earth, we shall lose it. We shall lose our life eternal. He that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life. Ain't that a blessing? May we be like that. May we lose our earthly life. May we follow Christ and lose our earthly life here, our earthly uplift, and follow God so that we shall keep it unto eternal life. And let's just turn to Matthew chapter 10, verse 39, and see what that says. Matthew chapter 10, verse 39. If I can find it here now. It says, "Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your father?" It's even, you know, if we think of birds as sparrows, we think, well, it's just a bird, but he's using a sparrow here. And the father does not, if one falls on the ground, it does not go unnoticed. It says, shall not fall on the ground without the father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. That's in verse 30 of Matthew chapter 10. See, even every hair, but the very hair of your head are all numbered. That's a blessing right there. Okay, back to John 12, verse 26. "If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor." And may we search the scripture how and pray and ask the Lord to lead and guide us how to serve him. That's what we need to do. Let's turn to, let's turn to 1 Thessalonians 4:17. First Thessalonians 4:17 says, "Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord." And as we follow through and he's following him, serve him, sorry, I'm getting mixed up here, losing my thought here. "If any man serve me, him will my Father honor." The Father, the God in heaven will honor us if we're serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 27, it says, "Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause come I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name." Then came there a voice from heaven saying, "I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." And he's getting ready for the being crucified here, I believe. So let's just keep reading here in verse 29. "The people, therefore, that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said, an angel spake to him." This is when God spoke. What would we do? If God would speak out loud nowadays, would we say it thundered? What would we say? But my question is, if God speaks to our heart, what do we say then? Oh, that was just an imagination. Oh, that was just nothing to worry about. But do we have the discernment to seek our heart and to know, just to know that when God is speaking to us, see, we need somewhere, if the Bible also says, take every thought obedient, captive to the obedience of Christ. Everything that enters in our minds, in our heart, or in our minds, we need to take that thought captive and make sure, is this going to benefit my spiritual life? Or will it hinder my spiritual life? And if it does, we need to cast it out in Jesus' name. If it's going to benefit, then we keep it, and we use it to God's glory. God's trying to speak to us, and we need to read the Holy Scripture, study it, and write it on the tables of our heart. And verse 30, it says, Jesus answered and said, "This voice came not because of me, but for your sake." And I'm not sure what he's trying to say there, but let's just keep reading. "Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out." And see, if we back when Adam and Eve sinned, they gave the power they had with God, or the communication they had with God. I'm not sure how to word that. But he gave that over to Satan. Satan won that power. Now Christ came to win that power back. And we're free. And if we're in Christ, if we're followers of Jesus Christ, we have that power back, what Adam and Eve had. He says here in verse 31, "Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out." He's not saying when you die of this world it shall be cast out, but now is the time. See, he was here at that time. He was on earth, and he was showing us the way, the truth, and life, and he was going to be crucified for mankind. If we claim that power, this now shall the prince of this world be cast out. Verse 32, it says, And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Crucified, it says in the end there. This, he said, signifying what death he should die. Basically, what type of death he shall take. The people answered him, "We have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. And now, sayest thou, the Son of Man must be lifted up. Who is this Son of Man?" Then Jesus said unto them, Yea, a little while, if the light was with you, walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While you have light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of the light. I believe for us that now we can walk in the light of Jesus Christ. Believe in the light. While you have Jesus Christ, believe in Jesus Christ, that you may be the child of Jesus Christ, the child of God. These things spake Jesus and departed, and did hide himself from them. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. See, I think that's sometimes a problem with us. We read the scriptures, we read of the miracles, we think we know what power Christ has. But do we really know? Do we really believe it? How powerful Christ was. If we believe it, if we truly believe something, we will do it. So here it says, but though he had done so many miracles before them, right in front of their eyes, he did so many miracles, yet they believed not on him. That the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, what he spake, "Lord, who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, "He has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart and be converted, and I should heal them. Here some people might say, well, look what this says. He has blinded their eyes. Why would God blind their eyes and harden their heart, that they should not see with their eyes nor understand with their heart and be converted? Why would God blind their hearts, their eyes, harden their hearts and blind their eyes? Well, beloved, I believe that is our part, to seek the Lord. If we seek the Lord and then turn away from Him, or not even seek the Lord at all, He will harden our heart and make us believe lies yet. Beloved, we need to follow the Lord with all our heart, believe the Scriptures, and let God soften our hard heart and transform our heart into a new heart. Have a desire to fulfill God's will. Have a desire to serve Him. If we don't have a desire, I would encourage you to pray, seek the Lord. Maybe fast and pray and search the Scriptures, and so that the Lord, so that God does not have to blind our eyes and harden our hearts. Verse 41, it says, these things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spake of him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. Let's just read that again. Nevertheless, among the chief, let's go back to verse 41. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spake of him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed. Listen to this. It says, among the chief rulers many believed on him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. That's very sad. I believe there's a lot of people today that believe, they see the truth, and they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, but they are afraid. They don't do it because they're afraid they're going to get kicked out of the church where they're at, whether it be Amish, Mennonite, Jewish, Catholic, whatever it may be. There are so many times we need to follow the truth and follow what the Bible says, follow the Lord's will. It says, right here's our scripture for something that this will happen, but I just encourage you to seek the Lord. You might say, well, the Bible says it's going to be that way anyway. What did we just read back here in verse 40? He has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, that they should not see with their eyes nor understand with their heart and be converted. And there again, if we go back to the Egyptians, they're in the wilderness. Some died. Some, I don't know what they all did, probably complained. It says somewhere there God was not well pleased with many of them. Are we complaining? Are we not wanting to step out and walk in the light and follow the Lord? It says here, nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believe, but because of the Pharisees, we may say because of the pastor in the church, because of the leaders in the church, because of the bishop in the bishop, the deacon, and the ministers in the church, they will not confess him, lest they should be put out of the church. It doesn't say out of the church or the ministers or the deacons or the bishops here, but I'm trying to put a picture to us. Are we willing to walk in the light and follow the truth? Let's keep reading here in verse 43. For they loved they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. That's really pitiful. For they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. See, if we stay in our settings, we don't step out, and we just stay in there, we might get praises of men, but beloved, that's a curse on us spiritually, I believe. If we step out, men are going to say all things of evil against us. We might lose family. We might lose friends. And beloved, that's good. We need to lose earthly things. But we need to love the Lord. We need to follow the Lord with all our heart. And it also does say, whosoever loves father, mother, brethren, lands, houses, more than me is not worthy of me. So if people forsake us for following Christ, we shall be blessed. Verse 44, it says, Jesus cried and said, He that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. That's the Father. That's a blessing. So, I'm just going to stop right there, I think. We might be in the middle of something right there, but let's just meditate on that throughout the day, whether you're listening in the morning or in the evening. Let's just meditate on it. Where's our heart? Are we serving the Lord? Are we staying in? Are we fearing men or are we fearing God? Let's check our heart this whole week, and let's just seek the Lord with all our heart. And yesterday I forgot to tell you, if you want to leave a message after, if you have any questions, feel free to leave us a message. And I believe you press 099 after the message. So you feel free to leave a message. Have any questions, feel free to have questions. If you want to call someone, leave your number on the message, and we'd be happy to give you a call or pray with you or have a Bible study with you or whatever it may be. Let's seek the Lord and let's make sure we understand the Bible. So feel free to leave a message. At the end of the message, if you want, press 099 to leave a message, and then I think you have to save it. I think it gives you options how to save the message. Make sure your message is saved so we do get it. Yes, just follow the instructions after you have recorded your message, and it should, I think you press 1 to save it, I'm not sure. Yeah, you press 1 to save your message, and 2, you press 2 to listen to it again. Make sure you're, if you want to listen to your message for any reason, feel free to do so. Press 1 to save your message. Press 2 to listen to it again. Press 3 to re-record it. So just feel free to let the Lord lead you. And may God bless you.